This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A judge will be giving the parents of Gannon Stout control of a life insurance policy taken out on the boy by the woman who killed him. The judge ordered an even split of the $25,000 policy yesterday. Letitia Stout took out the policy on the 11-year-old years before his murder, then tried to make her daughter the beneficiary when she was arrested for his death. Letitia Stout now serving a life sentence without the chance for parole after being found guilty of the child's killing earlier this month.
A man killed in an officer-involved shooting in Fountain last weekend is being identified by the El Paso County Coroner. 51-year-old James Boyle died after being shot Saturday by officers from the Fountain Police Department. Investigators say the officers were attacked by Doyle and his dog while investigating a domestic violence call. The officers each fired at least one round, killing Doyle and the dog. The shooting is under investigation by the Colorado Springs Police Department. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says that a suspect has been arrested in connection with a stabbing near the Manitou Incline. The Sheriff's Office started investigating after the stabbing was reported in the parking lot of the Bar Trail Monday. The victim was reportedly stabbed more than a dozen times, suffering wounds to the head, arms, and neck. He was taken to the hospital and is recovering following surgery. The Sheriff's Office says 24-year-old Million Zimmerman was arrested early yesterday in Manitou Springs on a charge of attempted first-degree murder.
In the wake of the stabbing and arrest, we asked hikers, including David Hillman, if crimes like this make them think twice about heading out on our local trails.
We probably would have taken it into consideration, but I think we still would have come, given that the situation occurred at night and we're here during the day. I've never felt any kind of threat during the day here.
A former lieutenant in the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office will not serve jail time after pleading guilty to attempted sexual assault. 55-year-old Diego Duran will instead serve multiple years in the Sex Offender Intensive Supervision Program for the incident last year. Authorities said Duran also tried to sexually assault a female employee of the 10th Judicial District Attorney's Office back in September, retiring in January during the investigation. That plea deal, though, still needs a judge's approval.
Children who are victims of a crime will no longer have their names released in public records in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis signed the bill into law yesterday, which was inspired by a Colorado Springs teenager who was murdered. Polis says Senate Bill 75, known as Riley's Law, prevents a child's name under certain circumstances who is a victim of a crime from being reported and balances the public's right to know.
This measure will provide relief for families, ensure they can better process their grief, communicate about the loss on their own terms. Courtney turned tragedy into action that will help other families not go through part of what she had to go through.
The governor, referring to Riley's mom, Courtney, Senator Tony Exum, who represents El Paso County, says he met with Courtney, who wanted to do something to give families more time to grieve after a tragedy. 17-year-old Riley Whitelaw was killed by one of her co-workers at a Walgreens last June. Many of Riley's friends and family found out in the news what had happened to her.
Hey. Helicopter now set to fly over eastern El Paso County to look for new water sources using advanced technology. The technology from a company called AGT will be looking for new aquifers deep in the ground that haven't been pumped out yet. They're also looking for places where they can put water into rechargeable aquifers to create a renewable source of water into the area. This will help officials make educated decisions when it comes to the future of Colorado. Richard Koshera, though, a 16-year resident of Calhoun, says he's skeptical of continued growth along the Front Range that's partially depleting the water supply near the area.
The water table down underneath of us is actually, it falls every year. I mean, we're pumping out more water than what's been aquifers can put back in.
The helicopter set to take flight on June 4th, expected to complete the surveying process within a week.
Another season of wildland firefighting kicks off in Colorado, and once again, our city will play host to one of the state's most valuable tools. A large air tanker will make Colorado Springs its home base for the next 120 days during the height of fire season. This marks the third season it's been on contract with the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control so that it can provide air support for any wildfire in our state. The tanker is capable of carrying 3,000 gallons of fire retardant. The State Fire Agency also has a Type 1 helicopter at its disposal as well.
Mainly cloudy skies this morning, then some breaks in the cloud cover late morning into the afternoon with scattered showers and thunderstorms, possibly severe as we head into the afternoon, with the greatest threat being a large hail and strong winds. High temperature-wise today, we're in the low 70s. Colorado Springs about 75 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.